Hi, everybody. Indeed, it's time for the good stuff. I'm going to start it off because I'm going to talk about Tri-State Livestock News. You want to talk about good stuff? Well, let me tell you, if you're looking for ranching information, breeding information, markets, agriculture, if you want to keep up in what's going on in the rodeo arena, you really need to check out Tri-State Livestock News. Visit online at tsln.com to subscribe.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to schedule your trip to Valentine, Nebraska and Cherry County. 50 things to do can be found online at visitvalentine.com or .org. Come down for the Nebraska Star Party later in July. Take a look at the dark night skies and look through some pretty impressive telescopes. So check that out. It's all online at visitvalentine.com.
You know, tomorrow is Flag Day, and we're going to do a piece that I think if you feel a desire to stand up during this, I highly encourage it. Johnny Cash wrote the title song for his album, Ragged Old Flag, in the wake of President Richard Nixon's resignation. Cash had supported Nixon, but he'd started to feel some doubts because of Nixon's policies regarding the Vietnam War. It was 1974, and Cash was in Binghamton, New York. The country was in turmoil over Nixon's resignation with deep political divisions, distrust, and resentment. Cash wrote Ragged Old Flag right there with these ideas and emotions still crackling in the air. This spoken word song finds Cash talking to an old man in a town square. Most of the lyrics are the words of that old man. He's talking about the ragged old American flag, with each observation symbolizing all that the nation has gone through. The song has been described by some as sentimental, but this is kind of strange because Cash doesn't disregard the negative aspect of American life or history. He seems to be trying to push forward a message of hope that the flag has seen a lot and is still flying and will continue to fly even as new challenges are met.
Ragged old flag. I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "Nah, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole is leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a hole in that there flag when Washington took it across the Delaware, and it got powder burned the night Francis Scott Key sat watching it, writing, 'Say, can you see?' It got a rip in New Orleans when Packenham and Jackson tugging at its seams, and it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag. But she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving her back at home. In her own good land, here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands has been scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare, and she's wearing thin. But she's in good shape for the shape she's in, because she's been through the fire before, and I believe that she could take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, and we bring her down slow every night. We don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her upright. On second thought, I do like to brag, because I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
Johnny Cash, and it is the ragged old flag. Don't forget to fly your flag tomorrow, and feel free to fly it every day of the year. It's almost time to wrap the program up, but let me poke this in here. Most of our faults are more pardonable than the means we use to conceal them.
That's true.
That's kind of heavy. And integrity without knowledge is weak and useless. And knowledge without integrity is dangerous and dreadful. Samuel Johnson said that.
If you have something to share on the good stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening for more of the good stuff.